Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Last night, another Skype call with Alex and Roger, our relatives in Germany who are coming to visit us in September. Yes. So I'll be away for a few weeks, basically playing travel guide, pretending I'm one of the Leyland brothers, that I'm I'm an expert on all things Australia, which I am not.
So are you going to be like in the passenger seat in the car with a little microphone turning and facing the back explaining with a little
That'd
hat?
Be good, yeah, dressed up like an Irwin, just with a little Akuba on.
Yeah.
Because this is what they've been sold. Like, they think all of Australia is outback. Like, yeah. All of it.
Yeah.
And I've been talking about how we recently had to tell them, like, you're in for some big drives, man. You're going to be spending a lot of time in the car because they want to rent a four-wheel drive because they, for some reason, they thought they'd be traveling across a lot of sand dunes. It's like, no,
yeah.
It's not like that.
As much as we love The Simpsons, it didn't help us out.
No.
When they portrayed Australia to be just this kangaroos jumping around everywhere, it's like, not quite.
But so we finally figured out kind of a loose itinerary.
Cool.
And we figured out which way we're going to make our way around because they're landing in Sydney and then we're going to travel up to Queensland.
Yeah.
And then they really want to see Uluru. So we're going to fly over to the Red Centre and then from there head south and do like a big loop sort
Good
of thing.
Good idea.
So last night we're like, well, what can we do on the drive? Like, where should we stay between Sydney and Queensland? Where are the stops going to be? What are some of the things you guys might like to see? And they said, well, what do you suggest? I said, we could stop in Coffs Harbour. That's a beautiful spot.
Yep.
It's got the big banana. And they just looked at me blank face like, the big what? The big what? What is the big banana? And I had to explain to them, like, oh, it's just one of the many big things we have in Australia. And it just blew their minds. They're like, why?
Why would you have a big banana?
I think the question to you is, why doesn't Germany have more big things? Yeah, you've got your fancy Brandenburg Gate, but you don't have the big prawn.
Big or sausage.
The big sausage.
Yeah.
The big merino in Goulburn. Where's your big potato?
It just shows how much of a larrikin we are in Australia, though. It's like we're making big things of bananas. They're like, they've got things that make sense, like autobahns where you can go whatever, you know, speed you want. They've got bullet trains that go 300 k's an hour.
That's
Everything
it.
Has a purpose. We just do stuff that has no purpose.
And plus, when you've got, like, the highway with no speed limit or the bullet trains, you can get to where you need to go really fast.
Exactly right.
Here, you're going to have to stop somewhere on the way to the place you want to go. So we need to build crap to look at on the way there. Hence, big banana, big pineapple. So now they're kind of into it. They're like, oh, yeah, let's go take a look at some of this big stuff.
You don't want to, like, leak too much information about these big items, though, because you're going to, like, you could end up zigzagging across the whole country. There's
True,
a lot
yeah.
of big things that are out there.
There is, yeah. So I'm not going to fill them in on
the big merino and all that.
Like, nah. I saw that recently, too, on my trip north, and it's not, you know, you see things as a kid, and they're so big because you're so small, and they're just awe-inspiring. When I was a kid and I saw the big merino and gold, and I was like, wow. And when I saw it recently, like, we were sitting like at a KFC in Goulburn just looking at it going,
oh, there it is.
They need to hit that with a pressure washer. the big merinos,
especially the
not looking good these days. So they're kind of interested in seeing some of the big fiberglass attractions that we have around Australia. The thing is, I love to mess with people coming to visit.
You'd have to.
I play, I game online with a few Americans and this South Korean girl, and the other day she was asking us about lamb. Like, because someone found a packet of Australian lamb over there, and they're like, do you call it Australian lamb in Australia? And I said, oh, yes, of course. It's our national pride. This man was our prime minister for four terms running, and I sent them a video of one of Sam Kekovich's Australia Day ads.
Why
and
not?
They went, what, really? And I said, oh, yes. Yep. He had a very, he got into office on his anti-vegan pro-lamb stance. And they totally bought into it. I like to mess with them in that way. So that's what I'm going to do with Alex and Roger. We're going to go and see all of these big things on the tour of Australia. And then before we get to Uluru, I'm like, wait until you see Uluru. Completely fiberglass. Took them years to build it.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Now, I've been to a couple of games here and there where you've seen streakers on the field that have tried to go for a lap or two. It never ends well for
have
the streakers.
Have you ever thought about doing it yourself?
No. I'm just too much of a tight ass, number
really?
One. Yeah. I don't have the physique to pull it off, number one. Number two, it's just, I think it's like $5,000 you get fined, you get banned for all these years and stuff, so.
My dad did it once.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to play in the under eight soccer team after that. But no, he didn't.
Bit of therapy after that one.
I don't know why people do it. I don't understand, but some people just,
Well, lately we're seeing people that are doing it for political messages. I think at the tennis, something like that happened recently. And then I think there was a half political, environmental, climate change stunt, which was at the game yesterday, the Tigers versus, I can't even remember who they were versing, but someone ran on the field with a flare at some point in the game.
So why are they protesting climate change if they're like running with a flare that's putting stuff into the atmosphere?
I don't know.
It's just at the wrong spot. It's like, mate, flares, take that over to the soccer game that's happening next door.
Exactly. You think that would have been the highlight when it comes to streakers over the weekend, but no. On Saturday night, it was the Titans taking on the Eels, and well, Parramatta had just scored a try. Mitchell Moses is lining up to take a kick. There's about 8 minutes left in the game. All of a sudden, you hear this big cheer from the crowd because one particular fan, a Titans fan, Javon Johnson, seems like she couldn't wait any longer to jump on the field.
Titans fan Javon Johnson interrupting the Eels vs Titans game last night, dodging one security guard before the second didn't miss.
Yeah, she had a good step on her. She still had a bra on, so she had a top off with a bra on, and then she got absolutely cut in half by security guards, just like bang.
I saw that, yeah. It was even better when they went to the KFC replay. Like,
exactly right. It'll be one of the tackles of the year at the Rugby League Awards. But
I mean, if you were going to streak at an NRL game, though, why would you choose a Titans game? No one's watching
exactly
that.
Exactly right. Like, if you want to get cut, seen. Like, there's about 30 people in the crowd. No one really cares. But I tell you what, I love a good eyewitness account. And one of the people they decided to interview about the whole incident was ex-Maroons player Billy Moore.
Oh, okay.
Who was the one famous feeling at Queenslander as they were walking through the tunnel on the field that time.
Right, yeah.
What did he think of the accident? Well, he was pretty excited about it.
If you thought the Titans got hammered, the ground invader slaughtered, cut in half. What a shot.
Jesus.
You would have thought he was commentating. He was so excited. The blood was rushing to his head and everything, but there has been a bit made about this. She did actually film a video, Javon, before she went on, just like, I don't know if it was a Facebook Live or something, with a friend with the shirt on saying, you know, it's always been my dream to run the field at a Titans game.
That's her dream?
That's, I know. He's setting the bar pretty low, isn't it?
What? Who dreams of that?
Yeah.
Don't imagine there's make-a-wish kids like, I want a streak at the football. Like, you know, it's like, what?
Did a parent raise her and say, like, aim low, dream low?
Yeah. That's a really low bar. But you should not be running onto the...
There's a few questions being asked. A bit of an investigation, because they're actually saying it was a little bit excessive, the hit.
Security guards' actions are being investigated. The Titans are working with Cbus Super Stadium and their security provider to get a full understanding of the incident.
I thought they probably should have taken it down a little bit easier than that. But anyway, you're on the field. Open slather, I suppose.
Will the security guards get 10 in the bin?
Maybe 10 in the bin. Once again, ex-rugby league player. Not much sympathy. Trevor Gilmeister, one of the hardest men to play rugby league. You get what you get. A lot of the fans were sort of the same. Some were going, oh, it's a little bit excessive for a female, but they're going, you know what, you're on the field. She could have been armed or whatever. It's, you know, sort of open slather, really. And even she herself, Javon, has said, look, you know, I got what I deserved. She wasn't like, oh, you know, poor me. She was like, look, I went on the field, I did the wrong thing. I got what I deserved. Well, she's going to be facing court in a couple of weeks. She probably will be charged with, you know, running on the field and everything like that. But a lot of people are just impressed with the impact that she took. Like, she just took the hit, got up like a champ.
Oh, she's like a front rower or something.
Yeah, a fantastic effort, though. So, you know, this week she's getting fined for taking a kid off. But the way the Titans are playing, they might be giving a money to put the kid on next week, if you know what I mean.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Pencil it in the calendar. May 21st, that's when we're all heading to the polls. A federal election was called yesterday. There was massive coverage of it. And when they call the election, there's a big process involved. Our Prime Minister, whoever it is, has to go and visit the Governor General.
He's not home. He knocks on the door.
It was like round the clock coverage yesterday, waiting for the PM to land and go to the Governor General's house. I mean, it's a bit of a pop in as well. Hopefully,
absolutely,
our Governor General David Hurley had like the house in order.
On.
You know, he comes out in the robes. There's pizza boxes everywhere. Had a big Saturday night. He's like, what's going on? Switched on the TV. Oh, geez, the PM's on the way.
That quick time.
It turns into a spray and wipe commercial with the Governor General. He's going crazy. The PM went and visited him. I assume the Governor General did what my mum does and gave him a very passive-aggressive greeting, because the only time the PM ever goes and sees the Governor General is to call an election. So I don't know if David opened the door and goes, Oh, hello, stranger. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. It's been so long, I forgot what you look like. You know, that's what my mum would do. Basically, her way of saying, like, you should come around more often.
Yeah, exactly right.
So, yeah, they named May 21st as the date of the election.
I don't care about that date. I care about the date early voting opens up.
Yeah,
that's the date I'm interested in. It's like, from when can I get this and rip this Band-Aid off?
Yeah. That's it. Well, we got 6 weeks of campaigning ahead of you before we get to that point. And then, you know, by the end of it, there'll only be four names you'll really be thinking of, and that'll be Eeny, Meeny, Miney and Moe, most likely, when you get to the polls. But just the coverage yesterday was crazy, you know? Like, I know they do a lot of coverage when it comes to the Olympic torch being lit.
Oh, that's
and, you know, they show you the women in Athens on the mountain there with the gowns, and it's all it's very ceremonial, and they put it in the lantern, and they light it with the torch, and you're like, well, that's a pretty big deal. But this is just like, calling it election, yet Channel 7 was going all out yesterday. They had someone there at the Governor General's house just waiting, and they had cameras trained on the Prime Minister's plane as it came into Canberra.
Overkill.
I just love how they were selling it. Like,
so normally when the Prime Minister comes down Dunrussel Drive here to visit the Governor General and call an election, it's quite an event in Canberra. Families bring their children along to see a moment in history, our political history at least.
So all of a sudden he's getting someone who's popping in. Now he's got to cater for all these blow-ins as well.
Oh, wait, how disappointed would you have been as a kid if Dad came out and goes, kids, jump in the car. We're going to somewhere fun. You're like, jamboree. Like, we're going to the Governor General's house. Like, really? Families don't go there for that.
No.
Oh, let's go watch the election get called. Come on, kids. Yeah, they're fighting over who gets the shotgun in the car. You know what I mean? The only kids that get excited by this would be like Flanders kids or something. Yeah. Anyway, come on, kids. We're going to Governor General World.
Yay! Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.